Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 11, Mizmor Hey, Pasuk Vav. Before we pick up from Pasuk Vav, let's go back to the beginning of Pasuk Aleph, remind ourselves what we're discussing, and then continue with Pasuk Vav. L'matzeach al nechilo is Mizmor LeDavid. We had mentioned David HaMelech is writing this Mizmor, this chapter of Tehillim, to daven to Hashem to destroy his enemies. L'natzeich anechilois, he's giving this song to the conductor to use the musical instrument called nechilois, which we said sounds like a swarm of bees because the enemies coming to attack have that sound of a swarm of bees. Mizmor LeDavid, this was written al-yidei David HaMelech. Amarai hazino Hashem bino hagigi. Amarai, my words when I have the strength to daven to you, Hashem, please answer my tefillos. Bino hagigi, and when I don't have the strength, as Rashi explains, bino hagigi, then please accept my thoughts, my tefillos in machshava, in thoughts. Hakshiva lekol shavi malki velekoi. Please, Hashem, answer my tefillos. Shavi, my tefillos. Malki, my king. Therefore, I have mitzvahs to do because you are my melech. And you are my God. You watch over everything. You are in charge, mashkiach, over the whole entire world. Ki eilech espalol, because you, I daven to you and only you. Just to point out something over here, which we did not mention last week, that many times when we communicate with people, in Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, we have a tremendous chizuk. We have our thoughts, which we want to express in our words. And sometimes, whether it's a spouse, a friend, a child, anyone we speak to, they won't necessarily understand what we're trying to convey. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amarai hazina Hashem bino hagigi, hakshiv lekol shavi malki velekoi, ki eilecha espala, you Hashem, I know you understand everything I'm trying to say to you. You understand what's in my heart, you understand my words. It's a tremendous feeling of comfort that when we know we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem understands exactly what we need and what we want. We continue now with Pasuk Dalid. Hashem Baker Tishma Kaili Baker Erach Lechov Atzape. In the morning, when is the time that Hashem gives punishment to Rishoyim, Hashem should exact this punishment, David HaMelech says, to those enemies, to those Rishoyim. Why? In the schus of Boiker Erach Lechov Atzav, in the schus of the merit of the tefillah of Shachris, that I start my day off davening to you. Vatzav, and that's why I desire that in that schus you should destroy them. Ki loikel chofetz resha, resha ato, you Hashem do not desire any Rishoyim, loyegur chara, and we had mentioned the four different groups of people, the liars, the chaneifim, the flatterers, and all those people who will not live in the mechitzas of Hashem. We now come to Pasuk Vav, Lo yisyatsu haidalim lenegedei necho, sanesa kol payel yavin. So David HaMelech now, Pasuk Vav is a continuation of Pasuk Hey, and we just said in Pasuk Hey that Hashem does not want the Rishoyim, Hashem does not want to be in the presence of the Rishoyim, therefore lo yisyatsu Haidalim. Haidalim are shaitim. Shaitim are fools. They're the tipshim who don't, they will not stand, l'negrei necha, they will not stand in the presence of Hashem. What is a haidalim? So a haidalim are people who are mahalel themselves. Haidalim is a shayrish of halel, of to praise, but they're not praising Hashem. This is doig and achi teufel. They're mahalel, they praise themselves. They learned Torah. They were tremendous tamidei chachamim. But they did not learn it to come close to Hashem. They learned to elevate their own kavod, their own honor. Sonesa kol poyle yovin. Sonesa, you Hashem, you hate, you despise, kol poyle yovin. All those who do evil, all those who are liars, shakranim, poyle yovin. So once again, lo yisyatsu haylom negeri necha. Hashem does not desire that these Rishoyim will stand before him. Sonesa kol poyle yovin, because you Hashem, you hate all those who do evil. Leisyatsu kol poyle yovin. We have a mitzvah that Rama tells us in the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim. Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Ramah tells us, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I place Hashem in front of me at all times. This is something that we should all try to work on. It's a very high madrega to achieve. The Baal Shem Tov says that a person should try to imagine Hashem is all encompassing around him on all sides. No matter where he goes, Hashem is everywhere. And when a person can incorporate that in his everyday life, Shivisi Hashem, I place Hashem in front of me. Lenegdi Samid, on a regular basis, then, of course, it'll help the person to avoid doing averus. David HaMelech is saying over here, Lo yisyatsu ha'ilim l'negrei necha. These Rishoyim will not be able to implement Shivisi Hashem l'negrei samid. They will not be able to use this approach that Ramah is telling us, that place Hashem in front of me at all times. L'negrei necha. Why not? Because Sanesa Kopay LeYavin, because Hashem hates all these Rishoyim. Tchila Rosh V'Rishoyim, the Rosh has to do tshuva. After he does tshuva, then he can apply Shivisi Hashem. He can work on Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi Samid. We continue with the next pasuk. Pasuk Va Zayin Ta'abe Dovrei Chazav Ish Domim Mirma Yisoyiv Hashem. Ta'abe Dovrei Chazav. David HaMelech is davening to Hashem. And we are davening to Hashem that Hashem should destroy the Dovrei Chazav. Chazav is sheker. Not just sheker, lying, but a person who is medaber echad bepeh v'echad belev. A person who speaks to an individual and he tries to become friendly with you. He tries to get information from you. He calls you up. He pretends to be your friend. And before you know, he takes that information and he harms that person who he took the information from. Ta'abe Dovrei Chazav. David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, destroy the Dovrei Chazav. Ish domim umirma yisoyiv Hashem. Hashem despises men of bloodshed. Umirma yisoyiv Hashem. Ish domim, men of blood. This is Esav and his descendants. Because we know that they achar b'chatichya, they live by the sword, they kill. Ish domim umirma yisoyiv Hashem. Hashem despises these Rishoyim. And David is diving to Hashem to destroy these evil people. The Me'am Loyais explains, there's another way to kill a person. Esav HaRosha used a bow and arrow. A person who speaks Lashon Hara. Ta'abi Dovrei Chazav. David HaMelech is saying, destroy those who speak Chazav, who use their tongue with like a bow and arrow that kills, that harms people. This is another understanding, explains the Me'am Loyais, Ta'abe Dovrei Chazav, destroy those who speak Chazav, deceit, harmful words. Ish domim umirma yisoyiv Hashem. Hashem despises those who speak Lashon Hara. They use their tongue to kill. Ish domim umirma yisoyiv Hashem. Hashem despises them. But David HaMelech says, that's not me. Va'ani, what do I do? Says David HaMelech, Beroiv chazdicha, avoy veisecha, with a tremendous amount of chesed Hashem that you shower upon me. Va'ani beroiv chazdicha, and yes, this is the pasuk we say every single morning in Matayvu, the second pasuk after Matayvu Alech Yaakov. It's the sources right here in Perikei, pasuk ches. And David HaMelech is saying, Va'ani beroiv chazdecha, with a tremendous amount of chesed Hashem that you shower upon me. Avoy ve'secha, I'm going to come to your house, to the Beis HaMikdash. When we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, this is the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, the place where you go daven, the place where you go learn Torah. What are you going to do there? Eshtacha ve'elhicha al kodshecha. I'm going to bow, elhicha al kodshecha, to the Holy of Holies, to the Kodesh Kadashim. I'm going to bow towards the Aron Kodesh, b'yirasecha, with fear, with awe, with trepidation. David HaMelech is saying, because from the previous two psukim we said, Ta'abi Dovrei Chazav, I'm coming to show my appreciation. You destroy my enemies. I'm coming to thank you, Vani Barev Chazdecha. I'm coming to thank you, Hashem, for the chesed you have done for me. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Vav, tells us that when a person enters into the Beis HaKnesses, a person enters into the shul, he should be saying these words, V'ani b'roiv chazdecha, avoy ve'isecha, eshtachev el heichal kodshecha, b'yirasecha. A person should express his appreciation for the ability, for the opportunity to come to a shul to daven to Hashem, he should face towards the Aron Kodesh and he should say Eshtachave, he should bow a little El Heicha Kodshecha B'Yirasecha, with the proper Yira. When a person enters into the shul with such an attitude, with such a mindset, his whole tefillah, his whole approach to davening is different. Not just davening, but his behavior in the Beis HaKnesses. It wasn't too long ago that we remember, we were not permitted to go into the shuls with the lockdowns. Who would ever have thought something like this would have happened? Person has to appreciate the opportunity to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven to Hashem anytime he wants. Va'ani b'roiv chazdecha. Furthermore, the next pasuk, which we'll come back to this pasuk in a minute, but the next pasuk, Hashem necheini b'tzidkosech leman shayroi hayishar lefani darkecha. David HaMelech is davening, Hashem necheini, direct me b'tzidkosech in your righteous ways. Teach me how to do good leman shayroi, so that my enemies should not rejoice over me. Hayishar lefani darkecha. Straighten my path to serve you properly up iderech atoyah. Once again in Simen Mem Vav, when we leave the shul in after Shachris in the morning, this is the pasuk we should be saying as well. Hashem necheini b'tzid kosecha leman shayroi hayishar lefani darkecha. David HaMelech is davening, Hashem, help me follow the Torah so that if I should do a virus, my enemies will laugh at me because then I'll be punished by you. So please, Hashem, direct me in the proper path. So when we enter the Beis HaKnesses, we enter the shul, we say, V'ani b'roiv chazdecha, ovoy v'isech. And when we leave the shul, and we begin our day, we say, Hashem necheini b'tzid kasech, leman shayra yishar lefane darkecha. Step number one, when a person enters into someone's house, there's a social etiquette. The guest doesn't just start opening the pantries and the fridge and taking things out, whatever he wants. There's a way of behaving properly. We enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. There are halachas about in the Beis HaKnesses. You can't throw something. You can't scream to someone across. You can't scream in the shul. Because we're in the makom of Yira. That's step number one. Even that when it's not davening time, there are halachas. You can't do business on your own phone, on your own paper and pen. You can't do business in the shul. Alachas kam v'kam, how much more so? If it's during davening and the person is doing the wrong thing, if he's speaking Lashon Hara, which is also all the time, now he's speaking Lashon Hara in the shul. If he's talking business during davening, when it's also to talk business in the shul itself, how much more so during davening? V'chuli v'chuli, so much more on this topic, how we have to be careful. I am coming to serve you, Hashem. When a person enters, he should pause. He should pause at the door for a moment. Not just he's walking to any other room. He's going to the Makom Kodesh. Anybody had the opportunity, the schus, to go to an Adam Gadol? To be in his presence. You don't behave the same way. You don't just talk the same type of language. It's a different attitude. You're in front of Rav Chaim Kinyevsky Shlita. You're in front of the greatness. There's a feeling of Yira. There's no connection, no understanding. Now we're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so? How much more so? Rabbi Pliskin says a beautiful point. When a person has chesed from Hashem, that happens to him. A person does very well financially. He makes a shidduch. He has a child. He's feeling healthy. He wants to thank Hashem for the good news from the doctor. Whatever the chesed Elyon might be, the next time he goes to shul, let him realize, V'ani b'roiv chazdecha, thank you Hashem for all the chesed you're doing for me. Doesn't have to wait for then, but especially at that point in time, when he enters into the shul, let him think about the chesed he just had from Hashem. V'ani b'roiv chazdecha. And the person was successful, David HaMelech is saying, when I'm successful, I realize my success comes from you. When the person's successful, let him realize, it's not because of me, not because of my actions, my business skills, my good looks, my tie, my connections, nothing, none of that. David HaMelech is teaching us, my success comes from you and only you, Hashem. V'ani b'roiv chazdecha, the tremendous chesed that you shower upon me.
Many Rishayim, the Abu Draham, the Shlach Kodesh, brings from the Rishis Chachma, many others as well, that when a person comes in, he should understand, V'ani B'roiv Chazdach is in the S'chus of Avraham Avinu. V'ani B'roiv Chazdach, Avraham is the Av of Chesed. Avoy Ve'isech Ushtach V'leichel Kodshecha, I'm going to come to your house and bow, Eleichel Kodshecha, and that's in the S'chus of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was a korban, like a korban on a Mizveach. With fear, with awe, this is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, how holy is this place? This is the way to Hashem. This is the avenue to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we should understand and think when we say these words. Furthermore, in these two psukim together, the pasuk Vani Barayv Chazdach and the next pasuk Hashem Necheni Bitzilkatzecha, pasuk Ches and Tes, you have a total of 18 words corresponding to Shmoyne Esrei. Now, of course, we know we have 19 brachas now, but a reference to Shmoyne Esrei of 18 brachas. Because when a person is coming into davening, he leaves davening with this attitude. Tefillah is a Musa Sefer. Davening is a Musa Sefer. I come close to Hashem. It tells me how to live my life. So I come in, Vani Barayv Chazdach, I'm davening to you, Hashem. I'm leaving now. Hashem, Decheni Vitzit Kosecha. Keep me in the proper path. Now that I'm going out to the workforce and the working the whole day, Hashem, Decheni Vitzit Kosecha, let me follow in the ways of the Torah. 18 brachas that the Shemoneh Esrei should incorporate in a person's whole entire day. That's the message, says the Abu Draham. When a person enters into davening, as an oni, he feels he has nothing. That's a person whose tefillah is going to be answered, as the Gemara in Brachas tells us. You have to enter a davening like you have mamish nothing. When a person is bowing down, that's expression of humility. I realize I have nothing, Hashem. I am bowing down to you. You are the one who can answer my tefillos and fulfill everything which I need, my bakoshes. We now continue the next pasuk. The second part of Ani Barayv Chazdach, Hashem, Necheni B'tzid Kosech, Hashem, please direct me with your righteousness. Because the concern is, Leman Sheiruroi. Sheiruroi is a lotion of the Rishoyim. Those who are watching closely, those who are watching my ways, as Bilam HaRosha said in Chavdalid Yud Zayin, Bamidbar Chavdalid Yud Zayin, Ashirenu V'loi Koroiv. I watch closely. Those Rishoyim are watching to see if David will make a mistake, will do Averus, and then be punished, and then they're going to rejoice. So over here, Hashem, Necheni B'tzid Kosecha, direct me in your righteous ways, Leman Sheiruroi, that my enemies should not rejoice. Hayishar Lefanei Darkecha. Please, says David, give me the Siyata D'Shemaya, that I should go in the way of the Torah, and I should not stumble and do Averus. One last point from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita, and he says, Hashem, Necheni B'tzid Kosecha, when a person says, Zmirois V'Sishbochis, when a person praises Hashem, this is Eschus, that his tefillah should be answered. And he says as follows, he reads the words like this, Hashem, Necheni B'tzid Kosecha, direct me in your ways of righteousness. And in that schus, b'schus zu, leman sheiroi, because then I will praise you. And when I praise you, hayishar lefanei darkecha, then you will give me the proper direction to serve you. When I do the mitzvahs, when I learn Torah and do the mitzvahs, then mitzvah Hashem, and that schus, because I'm praising you, hayishar lefanei darkecha, my tefillahs will be answered. Let's just review for a minute here. We said, lo yisyasu hoidolim unegrei necha, the hoidolim, the fools, the shoitim, will not stand in front of you. Why are they shoitim? Because they go away from the derech ha-toyro mitzvahs. So neisa kol payilavim. Hashem hates all those who do averus, who speak lashon hara, who lie, who deceit, who try to smile and get information from other people. Ta'abi doivri chozov. These are people of deceit. Like doig and achitoyfel, and the others who exist as well, they should be destroyed. Ish domim mirmo yisoyiv Hashem. Hashem despises people who kill, like Esav and the descendants, and those who speak Lashon Hara, who also kill as well, like a bow and arrow, like Lashon Hara shoots as far as well. Vani, however, Baroiv Chazdecha, David says, I am humbled, Hashem, by all the chesed that you shower upon me. Avoy ve'isach, I will come to your house. Eshtachav, I will show my humility by bowing down. El Heichel Kodshecha, to your Kodesh Kedoshim, to the Beis HaKnesses, to the Beis HaMedrash, be your Esecha, with a proper awe and fear when I come to daven to you. Hashem, nechein b'tzidkasecha. And when I leave, I say this pasuk upon leaving, that I should go in the proper path, that my enemies should not rejoice over me, because if I do Averus, they will be happy. Therefore, Hashem, direct me in the way of Torah mitzvahs, so I should not come to do Averus. I want to thank everyone for joining. I wish you all of you a wonderful week. Mitzvah Hashem, continue with the rest of Perek Hay next year. I thank many of you for reaching out and telling me where you live, in Brazil, in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, and in London, and different parts of Miami, of course, in America over here. Please reach out, let me know where you're listening to the shir from. It's a chizuk to me as well, and I thank you once again.